Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How are you?
I'm all right, actually. Thank you very much. I've got coffee.
All right.
But you wouldn't let me eat.
Well, that's because you eat like an animal. That's disgusting and gives me the dry bulk. But there was something else that I was thinking that you did that slightly vexes me.
Oh, is this a critical episode of me?
I don't know where it's going to go, actually. Okay. We're very early in.
We are. I'm already... I'm just battening myself in for some
abuse. It's interesting because earlier, when we were on a break, just having a wee break, someone had said something about Person X, and you went, oh, yeah, but they're lovely. And I went, right, okay, but that's fine for someone to have a problem with Person X. And you've done that with me before, where I've sent you something that I've seen on social media, and I went, oh, look at that. Yeah, but I really like that person. What is that all about? Why are you defending them? Why do you automatically assume I'm being negative? Because all too often I'm not.
That's true, but I do think going to be negative about somebody, I want to get in to tell you that you're allowed to be negative about them, but I want to get my oar in and say, I'm not joining you in your...
But there was no invitation, there was nothing to join.
No, okay.
This is arrogance supreme on your part. And actually, you're up there with the top complainers that feel that they have to, defend swathes of people for whatever reason, just because I say, oh, look, X has done that. And I think it's really legitimate, you know. We won't name the producer of the podcast. Sometimes it's right on my fucking pippin.
It does. You don't like the podcast.
It's not. I don't like being out the house. It's not that I dislike the person. I just find them slightly irritating. And that's fine.
That is fine. But I want it to be known that I don't find them irritating and I really like them.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, when
you're
on the phone...
That wasn't the question you were asking,
when you're
was
on the phone, that's not what I'm getting.
Oh, no, some people come into under huge criticism
actually today, the person that produces the podcast that we won't name... Nacy asked me to go to Mellis Cheese. You can fuck off. But there is a tube of jalapeno primula for you, because it was on £2 for £2 in the supermarket, and I thought, she'll like that.
Oh, and we've renamed our producer Nacy, haven't we?
We have, because she isn't her Christian name, and she's not her female alter ego name, and my dyslexia and depression kind of confused Nathan and Nancy and got Nacy,
and I liked it.
So I think it's good. Yeah.
But you confuse your left and right. I told you today to turn right, and you start to turn left, and I went the other right.
Yes, but that is hysterical. Jojo has now been in the car with me twice.
Yes,
I don't think I'm a bad driver.
Well, no, I didn't say you were bad. I didn't say you were a bad driver. I just
the first time you could feel there's this phrase, Nacy doesn't drive, but there is a phrase that people would realise, and it's going for the brakes.
Yeah.
And my mum did it, and she was, and I said, right, we're just going to pull over, mum. And she went, what for? I went, get out. And she went, what? I went, get out the car. I'm no getting out. I said, you'll get out the car, you little bitch.
Your mother out the car because she pressed her invisible brake.
My mum said something really weird to me today, right? And we'll get back to my original point. So my mum, a lot of undertakers in Dundee think she's a professional mourner because she loves a funeral.
Oh,
right?
I've got a friend, well, she's sadly dead now, but she used to love a funeral.
My mum hasn't driven
not her own,
a car
obviously
in like 30 years, and then today she went like that. She went, see, that's the thing. I went, what? She went, see, if I had a car, it would just be easier to get to this funeral today. And I went, just this funeral? She went, well, I'm not going to drive to my own. And I went, no, you'll be driven, love. I will be there checking. Come on now. These credit cards need paying off. But no, why do you do that? Why do you automatically assume when people mention people that they're... Why do you do it? You have to stop.
I don't... Okay, I will. Well, but is it not a nice thing to do to defend someone's honour?
Oh, no, because no, their honour hasn't been brought into question. Mm. It's actually an irritant. There, I've said it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. and she's up to speed. It's just like you can't
maybe
say
maybe I just
thing.
Assume you're
my God,
be...
you just broke wind! Christ, you weren't worried about that, were you? Parp!
I had to fart because...
Oh, yeah, and mine don't smell. What no. does that mean? Who are you? Was... What was it you said the other week? Men phone up at random wills because of some survey. Yeah, I've got tits. There's one in my mouth. Oh, I'm sucking on a tit. Oh, stop it. Just bloody stop it.
Oh, maybe I just assume you're going to be horrible about people, so I want to stop you.
How are you in general?
I'm all right, thanks all right. for asking. I didn't tell you now.
Because you've been busy, you've been away,
been
haven't
busy.
You?
I've been down that there in London.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why do people always say that there in London? Or they always go, I've been down south. And you're like, well, fucking stay down south because you're a fucking twit. Not you, someone else who's living a lie in Livingston.
Who's that?
Guess you don't see. How did you enjoy London?
I really enjoyed London. Do you know what? I really like the pace of it. And I bought mm-hmm. a London ring. I bought a ring that's jade and pewter for I love. Every time I look at it, I go, I love London.
All right.
I love London. You can't
are
see
are
it,
any
obviously.
Buildings actually made of jade and pewter? It's not like no, Aberdonian granite.
No, it's jade and pewter. It's very expensive. I bought it from Dulwich Picture Gallery. Can we get sponsored?
From Dulwich Picture Gallery? Mm-hmm. Do they have a wine bar? What was the wine place you were in? That looked good.
Oh, that was lovely. It was in a container in Brixton. It's called Pop something. Pop, no, Pop World, Pop, no, Pop Tarts.
No, I'm tired of being in
It was
freight.
A container. Yeah, no, we're in a freight tent.
We
now.
Are, honestly. This is like steerage.
I know, we shouldn't let our viewers...
There's a really good place on the embankment. I can't remember what it's called, and it's just all cheese and wine.
Oh, see, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I could live happily
on cheese
and wine.
Because that's the thing, you don't really eat like a big meal.
No, I can't.
No, you like a dirty thing from a dirty cafe.
I like a snack and I like...
Bits.
Just little bits and pieces. I like a bit of chorizo with guacamole spread in it. And then...
it's
like
your Latina heritage. It's...
My Mediterranean.
She got into the car today and went, I'm sorry about the smell of my maracas. I said, just sit down. Sit down. But actually, talking of car, because I was speaking about it to someone today, do you know it's cheaper to drink alcohol than it is fill up your car?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a pretty damning indictment that something's wrong along...
Per liter, isn't it?
How many times have you confused a Côte d'Aron with diesel?
Hang on a minute. How do you mean it's more expensive? It was £1.79 mm-hmm. a litre at the BP garage that I was at, although I get it cheaper because I've got a fuel card.
What's a fuel card?
A fuel card is what you can use a fuel card wherever you are up and down the country, and you get the price that they give you, not what's on the pump. Which is not hugely cheaper, but it just means if you're on a motorway on the M6, you're not paying ridiculous prices. You pay a flat rate.
So you're talking of being at the pump, mm-hmm. and talking about food. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a gay sauna in Limehouse in London, right, called Sailors. Mm-hmm. Sailors Sauna. And they do chip shop night on a Monday. And someone went, oh, I wouldn't go in there and eat. I went, so you're like someone's rancid arsehole, but you're going to pass on like a sausage or some chips. I said, where does that kind of judgment come from? Like, what is that?
It's people's weird standards, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. You know, hi, can you use me as a toilet or an air fryer? Well, not an air fryer. Actually, do you remember that we were hoaxed with the air fryers? Remember they were down £3 on the Amazon? So Amazon, if you're listening, because I involved Alice Beer, that was outrageous. There were £3, it had gone...
You are very animated today. You're papping the table and everything.
I'm very angry.
Vicious.
I think
you've lied, though. I don't know how... If petrol is £1.79 a litre, you can't get a pint of lager for £1.79.
Only buying 1 litre of petrol?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, unless you're running Fred Flintstone's car.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah. It's a broader thing. Do you know, actually, you've shat all over it. Let's move on. We'll actually take that out. Bleep. When are you going back down to London?
I am going back down to London shortly.
Yeah, because we're not going to say where this freight container is.
Or when this is going out. But
I hope the TTs, the truth translators, have
transmitters.
I don't know if I'm that committed anymore. Mm-hmm. we're not even giving away what time of day it is. This could be the middle of the night, could be early on in the morning.
Well, I'm drinking coffee, so that's a giveaway.
What does that mean?
That means it must be at least still
2:30 to a spanky. Widow twanky.
Don't. You're giving me ideas again.
I've given you your ideas for the weekend. So you'll just have to get on with them, my love. No, I have to say, though, genuinely, I'm just tired of everything. I really can't cope. I just won't have the news on anymore.
No, I've given up. No. And I'm just living in my own little world of make-believe. Or I'm dividing my time between Scotland and London until further notice.
Right, okay.
So, in which I might give up notice on my house. I don't know. Yeah.
But you don't want to keep a base?
But I was kind of looking at all my stuff thinking, well, I don't really need any. Who needs sofas and chairs?
Well, fuck with houses if they want to see. Really, you're going to do that?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. And where are you going to go with that attitude?
I don't know.
You don't even know how much of a bottle of wine is.
I'll come and stay with you, please.
Will you heckers like? Someone else asked if they could come and stay with me for the French. I said, okay, that sounds good. One of us will die, and it won't be me, because I will stab you in the fucking face. I told my niece that. She went, Jesus, people don't get you at all.
No. It's the soft side that people really struggle with.
I'm fooled. But we did get, we've had some lovely people getting in touch from Norway and Orange County.
Yes.
Saying that they piss their pants.
Well, I don't want to see that, but as a
reference. I don't want you to do it. This is a small room.
I'm allowed to fart, though.
This is a small room. Jojo, where can people get access to this?
Access to us?
Yes!
Oh, that's a very different podcast.
All areas, Angus Devlin.
Access all areas. You can. I don't know where. I honestly don't know where. It comes up in my Good Pods. I like Good Pods. It comes up in my Good Pods.
Acast, Spotify.
By Apple.
YouTube.
You say YouTube. Are we on YouTube?
Yes, we're on YouTube. There's a channel. Oh, Christ, you're committed. And can we just say thank you so much for the warm and wonderful reception we've had to the Cancel Karen Dunbar interview. Now, mm-hmm. I'm only going to say this very briefly. I was the reason we got her as an interview. I was in the documentary and I was cut on the cutting room floor. Podcast poison, box office poison.
Bop. I'm calling you Bop.
Okay, Bop. Or remember Pob?
Yeah.
Channel 4. Anyway, I'll catch you soon.
Yeah, you later.
Aye, you will. I'll take a hammer to you. Toodles.
Foot in the brake.
Woo!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.